Hey everybody, welcome back to another deep dive. You know, we always like to get into the nitty-gritty of things that affect you right here in Deer Park LaPorte in Pasadena. And well, I don't know about you, but I always feel like I am just swimming in paperwork and rules and regulations everywhere I turn.
It never ends.
Never ends. So today, we're going to try to at least understand it a little bit better.
Right.
We're not going to solve all the world's problems, but we're going to get a little smarter about bureaucracy.
Yes.
By digging into a book written way back in 1944 by Ludwig von Mises. It's just called Bureaucracy Straight and To the Point.
To the Point.
And you know, I think, well, 1944, that's a long time ago. What's that got to do with me here in Pasadena in 2025?
Mm.
But trust me, his insights into how bureaucracy works, they're like shockingly relevant.
Yeah, they really hold up.
So to kick things off, what is it about bureaucracy that makes it so different from, say, running a business?
Well, that's actually a great place to start because Mises really nails this point.
Yeah.
You see, a business is all about profit, right? I mean, they succeed or fail based on whether they're making money.
Yeah, you don't make money, you go out of business.
Exactly. But what about all those essential things in our lives that don't have a clear price tag, like our schools or our public services?
Right. It's not like you can just slap a price sticker on a good education or a safe road.
Exactly. So how do you measure success in those cases and who gets to make the decisions? That's where bureaucracy comes in.
So it's like bureaucracy steps in to try to fill that gap where the usual rules of the market don't really apply.
Exactly. It's trying to create fairness and consistency when you can't just rely on that profit motive. Like, think about something like a hospital, right? If profit isn't the main goal, how do they decide which departments get more funding or what new equipment to buy, you know?
Right. Or even something as basic as, you know, which procedures get prioritized.
Exactly. These are all tough choices with very real consequences. And that's where those rules and procedures we associate with bureaucracy come into play.
Okay. So it's like trying to create a system, a structured way to make those decisions when you can't just let the free market sort it out. But doesn't that often lead to those situations where you're like, but wait, that doesn't make any sense? I mean, I bet everybody listening has a story about running into a bureaucratic wall where common sense just seems to go out the window.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure we all have those stories. I think what's interesting, though, is that Mises doesn't actually see bureaucracy as the enemy of democracy.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, he argues the opposite. He says it's essential to making a democracy function.
Wait, so bureaucracy, the thing we all love to complain about, is actually crucial for a government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
That's what he says, and it sounds counterintuitive, I know, but his argument is that having laws and budgets in place is what keeps bureaucracy in check.
Ah, okay, so it's like those are the guardrails that keep things from going off the rails.
That's a great way to put it. They're the accountability mechanisms, making sure that decisions are ultimately answerable to the people, not just the whims of individual bureaucrats.
It's like that old saying, you know, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, so you need some kind of system to keep things in balance.
Exactly. And that's the role Mises sees for bureaucracy in a democracy. It's about creating a framework for making decisions in a way that's transparent, accountable, and ultimately answerable to the people.
Okay, so it's not about eliminating bureaucracy altogether, but more about making sure that it's working for us, not against us.
Right. It's about making it our tool, not our master.
Which I guess is a lot like what we're trying to do here at Think and Act locally, right? Giving you the information you need to understand how these systems work and how to make them work better for you and your community.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, as they say.
But let's get down to brass tacks here. Like, how does all this play out in the real world? I mean, we're talking about Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena. What are some examples of how bureaucracy affects our lives in these communities?
Well, think about something like road construction, right? We've all been frustrated by those projects that seem to drag on forever.
Yeah, those orange cones, they're like a permanent fixture.
Right. And part of that is because there are a lot of regulations and permits involved, you know, designed to ensure safety and quality.
Sure, we don't want shoddy roads collapsing on us.
Exactly. But sometimes those processes can become so complex that they actually hinder progress, you know, leading to those cost overruns and delays we all complain about.
Yeah, it's like the classic example of good intentions getting bogged down in red tape.
Exactly. And that's where that tension between the need for rules and the desire for efficiency really comes into play.
And that's where citizen involvement comes in, right? I mean, if we understand how these bureaucratic processes work, we can hold our local officials accountable and advocate for more efficient solutions.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not powerless in this. We have a voice and we need to use it.
But let's talk about the downsides of bureaucracy, because obviously there is some, I mean, Mises himself argues that without that drive for profit, you know, like you have in a business, there's less incentive for innovation and efficiency within the system itself.
That's a key point, he's saying, that when you remove that profit motive, you also remove a lot of the pressure to find better, faster, more cost-effective ways of doing things.
So it's like, if there's no reward for rocking the boat, why bother rocking the boat?
Right, and that can lead to a kind of stagnation, a resistance to change, even when change is needed.
Yeah, I think that's why people say things like, well, that's just how the army does it. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I'm talking about something that's obviously inefficient, but nobody seems to want to change it.
Exactly. It's that kind of acceptance of inefficiency as just the way things are.
But what really caught my eye in Mises' book is this idea he calls the bureaucratization of the mind. What is that all about?
It's actually a pretty profound concept. He's talking about how over time we can start thinking like bureaucrats ourselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like we start to value following the rules above all else, even when those rules no longer make sense.
We become rule followers instead of problem solvers.
Exactly. We become risk averse and we stop questioning why things are done a certain way, even if we can see a better way.
Wow. I never thought about it like that. But I see what you mean. It's like we get so used to jumping through hoops that we forget that we can sometimes build a new path.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that we have agency, that we're not just cogs in a machine.
But how does that play out in our daily lives here in Deer Park, La Porte, Pasadena?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how does that bureaucratization of the mind actually affect us?
Well, let's take the example of local businesses. Have you ever noticed how some businesses seem to do things in a way that feels overly complicated or rigid, even when it doesn't seem to benefit anyone, you know?
Like they're so focused on checking all the boxes that they forget about the human element.
Exactly. And that can be a sign of what Mises calls the bureaucratization of business. He argues that sometimes government regulations, you know, while they're intended to protect us and make things better, they can actually end up making businesses less efficient and more bureaucratic.
It's like they're so busy trying to follow every rule that they forget about actually serving their customers.
Yeah, exactly. And it can be really tough, especially for small businesses. You know, they don't always have the resources to navigate a ton of red tape.
Right. Like they're already juggling a million things and then they've got to add on all this bureaucratic overhead.
Imagine like a small restaurant here in La Porte, you know, wants to add some outdoor seating. Seems like a pretty simple improvement, right?
Yeah. Make the place a little nicer, attract some more customers.
Exactly. But suddenly they've got to navigate this maze of permits and regulations from the city, the county, maybe even the state, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's like one thing leads to another, and pretty soon you're drowning in paperwork.
And that can be really discouraging for small businesses, especially, you know, they're trying to be innovative, they're trying to grow, but they get bogged down in all this bureaucracy.
It's like that saying, you know, sometimes the cure is worse than the disease.
That's a good one.
You're trying to do something good, but the system itself makes it so hard that you almost give up.
And then everybody loses out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if we're all susceptible to this, you know, bureaucratization of the mind, how do we break free? How do we make sure that bureaucracy serves us, not the other way around?
Well, Mises is actually pretty optimistic about this. He believes that the answer lies in education and specifically economic education.
So it's like knowledge is power.
Yeah, exactly. He argues that when people understand basic economics, you know, they're less likely to fall for those kind of quick fix promises of government control, and they're more likely to see the value of individual initiative and free markets.
So it's like that old saying, you know, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, teach a man a fish, you feed him for a lifetime. But in this case, it's like, teach a person about economics and mm-hmm. they can navigate the complexities of bureaucracy and actually advocate for themselves.
Exactly. It's about giving people the tools they need to understand how these systems work and how to make them work better.
It's like that saying, you know, forewarned is forearmed.
Exactly. If you understand how things like supply and demand work, how incentives work, you know, you can start to see through some of the smoke and mirrors of these complicated regulations.
And you can make more informed decisions.
Yeah.
Right. You're not just blindly following the rules. You're actually thinking critically about them.
Right. And that's what Mises is really advocating for. He wants people to be active participants in the system, not just passive recipients of it.
Which is a lot like what we're trying to do here at Think and Act Locally, right? Giving people the information and the tools they need to understand what's going on in their community and how to make a difference.
Absolutely. I mean, we want people to be engaged, to be informed, to be empowered to make their voices heard.
Because at the end of the day, it's our community, right?
Yeah.
We have a stake in how things work around here.
Exactly. And we have a right to demand that these systems work for us.
But let's get back to this idea of the bureaucratization of the mind, because I think it's really important. I mean, how can we recognize it in ourselves? You know, what are some of the signs that we might be falling into that trap?
Well, one way to spot it is to ask yourself, you know, am I just going through the motions? Are there things I'm doing just because that's how it's always been done?
It's like that mindless following the rules without really thinking about why those rules exist in the first place.
Exactly. And if that's the case, you know, maybe it's time to take a step back and see if there's a better way to do things.
It's like hitting the refresh button on your thinking, right?
Mm, exactly. Instead of just accepting the status quo, ask yourself why does this process take so long? Why are there so many forms to fill out?
Sometimes just asking the question can lead to some really positive change.
Absolutely. It's about challenging those ingrained assumptions, those, you know, that's just how it is kind of thoughts.
Because sometimes those, that's just how it is, are actually just roadblocks. You know, they're preventing us from finding better solutions.
Another thing to watch out for is what Mises called risk aversion. You know, bureaucracies often prioritize avoiding mistakes over taking chances.
Right, it's like, don't rock the boat.
Exactly, but sometimes you need to rock the boat a little bit, you know? You need to be willing to take some risks in order to make progress.
And that's where that entrepreneurial spirit comes in,
right?
The willingness to try something new, even if it might not work out.
Exactly, I think that's something we can all cultivate. You know, it starts with challenging those limiting beliefs, just how it is thoughts, and instead asking yourself, what if there's a better way? What if I can make a difference?
It's like reframing the problem, right? Instead of seeing it as a dead end, you start looking for the open doors.
And that's where I think understanding economics can be really helpful because it gives you a different framework for thinking about these problems.
It's like you were saying earlier about seeing through the smoke and mirrors, right? Economics helps you to understand the underlying mechanisms. So you're not just reacting to the symptoms, you're actually addressing the root cause.
That's a great way to put it. And I think that's what Mises is really getting at. You know, he wants us to be informed, to be engaged, to be empowered, to challenge the status quo and to create a better world.
And that starts right here, right now in our own communities.
Absolutely. Once you start asking those questions, you might be surprised at what you uncover.
And once you've, you know, kind of zeroed in on the problem, don't be afraid to speak up. Right? Talk to your neighbors, reach out to your city council member, write a letter to the editor.
You never know. You might just be the spark that ignites some real change.
Because, like we were saying earlier, change really does start at the local level, right? We can't just sit around and wait for someone else to fix things.
We have to be the change we want to see.
Exactly. And sometimes that means, you know, getting our hands dirty, getting involved in our community.
Absolutely. Whether it's volunteering our time or supporting local businesses or attending community events, those are all ways to, you know, push back against that sense of apathy that can sometimes creep in.
It's about reminding ourselves that we're not just cogs in a machine. We're active participants in shaping our community.
Exactly. And that's something Mises really emphasizes, you know, that idea of individual responsibility. We can't just rely on the government to solve all our problems.
We have to take ownership of our community and our own lives.
And that can be empowering. You know, it's like realizing that you actually have more control than you thought you did.
It's about reclaiming that agency, right? And I think that's a really important message, especially when we're talking about something as potentially overwhelming as bureaucracy.
It's easy to feel like you're just one person up against this huge impersonal system. But the reality is that bureaucracy is made up of individuals.
It's not some faceless monolith.
Exactly. It's people making decisions, interpreting rules, interacting with the public.
So we can actually influence it, right? We can hold those individuals accountable.
Exactly. We can demand transparency and efficiency. We can push for change.
And we can do all of that right here in our local communities, right? Cool. Attending city council meetings, you know, writing to our elected officials. Even just talking to our neighbors about the issues that matter to us.
It all starts with that engagement, you know, being informed, being active, being vocal.
It's about remembering that we have a voice and that we can use it to make a difference.
And I think that's really the key takeaway here. You know, bureaucracy can be frustrating, it can be inefficient, but it's not something we have to just passively accept.
We can shape it, we can mold it, we can make it work for us.
Exactly, and it starts with each of us taking that first step, you know, educating ourselves, getting involved, speaking up.
So to kind of sum it all up, it seems like dealing with bureaucracy is kind of a balancing act, right? On one hand, we need rules and regulations, you know, to ensure fairness and order, especially when we're talking about things like, you know, public services or essential infrastructure.
Sure, we need some guidelines to make sure things run smoothly.
But on the other hand, we need to be careful that those rules don't become so rigid and so complex that they actually end up hindering progress, you know, discouraging individual initiative.
Right. It's about finding that sweet spot between order and freedom.
Exactly. And that's where that vigilance comes in, right? we need to constantly be asking ourselves, are these rules still serving their purpose? Are they actually making things better, or are they just creating unnecessary obstacles?
It's about being mindful of the potential downsides of bureaucracy while also recognizing its necessity.
And it starts with each of us, right? Understanding how bureaucracy works. You know, recognizing those moments when we're falling into that trap of bureaucratic thinking.
Being willing to challenge the status quo and to demand better.
Because at the end of the day, bureaucracy is supposed to serve the people, not the other way around.
And it's up to us to make sure that it does.
Well said. So listeners, next time you encounter one of those bureaucratic hurdles, remember the insights we've discussed today.
Don't be afraid to ask questions, to challenge assumptions, to advocate for a better way.
Because your voice matters. And together we can make a difference right here in our communities of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Well put. And it's been a pleasure diving into this topic with you.
And thank you for joining us on this deep dive into bureaucracy. We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little bit empowering. And before we sign off, we want to remind you that we rely on your support to keep bringing you these deep dives into the issues that matter most to our community if you find value in what we do. Please consider supporting us at thinkanddecklocally.com/TomDonate. You'll find the link in our show notes. Thanks for listening.